He gives them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yesterday we started with those verses in Isaiah chapter 61 also. And we talked about yesterday valleys that we go through in our lives. A dryness, a coldness, a broken spirit. I read several verses about people like David and Job and Elijah who had dry times in their lives, times of despondency. And I read a short song by Keith Green. He says here, I'm going to read it again. It says, "My eyes are dry. My faith is old. My heart is hard. My prayers are cold. And I know how I ought to be, alive to you and dead to me." So here, the writer here, Keith Green, he talks about himself as his eyes being dry, meaning, you know, he doesn't have much emotion, just, you know, dry eyes, not really crying out to the Lord, not really being moved by God in any way like that. His faith is old. It's just not fresh and alive, not new today, but yeah, he has faith in God, but it's back there a ways. It's back there, you know, maybe a few weeks ago or a few months ago or a few years ago even. My faith is old. My heart is hard. Just having a hard heart, maybe towards people, towards circumstances, towards God even. My heart is hard and my prayers are cold. Just, he's still praying. There's still things being said coming out of his mouth, but they're just cold. And I don't know if you experience those kind of things. I do at times. My eyes are dry. My faith is old. My heart is hard. And my prayers are cold. He goes on and he says, "I know how I ought to be, alive to you and dead to me." You know, he knows that that's not the good place to be in. He knows that he should be alive to the Lord and dead to himself. But it seems like self is, you know, that it's more important right now than God, maybe, or, you know, that there's things going on in my life. I have my business to do. I have this house project to do, or the gardens, or the flowers, and, you know, things are growing, and the weeds are coming up, and the grass needs mowing, and, you know, the business is going good, and we got to get the vegetables out there to sell them, and hay is time, it's time to put up hay, and, you know, busyness of life, things like that cause us to have dry times towards the Lord, times where our faith is cold, and we're not, it's not alive anymore. Our prayers are cold, and our faith is old, and like the songwriter says here, he goes on and says, "Oh, what can be done for an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. That's the oil. Wash me anew in the wine of your blood." So he's asking for a cleansing there. He's asking for the blood to wash over him and cleanse him. Well, I think Keith Green could write about these things because most likely he experienced some of the dryness and coldness and things that you and I also experience at times, and David experienced, and Job experienced, and Elijah experienced, how we looked at yesterday. Keith Green has died many years ago now, but I think when he was alive, I think he understood some of these things, and that's why he wrote this song. Well, David says in Psalms 30, I have to turn there, we also looked at that, or sorry, Psalms 31, we also looked at that yesterday, but I don't want to read the verses we read yesterday. Well, I'll read one of them, I guess, but I want to read what he says after that. In chapter 31, the last verse says, or sorry, the last verse I read yesterday says, "I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. So here he has like a broken spirit, or just, like he says, a dead man out of mind. He just is in despair and despondency. But it goes on in verse 14, it says, "But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God." Verse 15, "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me." So here he affirms his trust in the Lord, even though he feels like he's a dead man out of mind and a broken vessel. He affirms his trust in the Lord and his acknowledgement that God is his God and that he is God, and that his life, his times are in God's hands, and he asks for deliverance. And he says in verse 19, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." So here he talks about how God is great and how God is good. And David knew that. He knew God was good, and he knew where he could find help for his time of dryness, from his broken spirit. He knew that it was from the Lord. And just as Keith Green knew that it was from the Lord, he said there that he knows how he ought to be, alive to the Lord and dead to himself. David also knew this. And he says here that thou hast laid up for them that fear the Lord, which hath wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. So those who put their trust in the Lord, and I just encourage you who are listening, put your trust in the Lord. Know that the Lord is able to raise you up out of a despondency, out of a time of dryness, out of a time of coldness, and make you alive in the Lord. That's God's promise to us as his children. Verse 21 here in Psalms 31, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes." See, he says it, but it was in his haste that he said he was cut off, that he was forgotten as a dead man and like a broken vessel and all these kind of things. It was in his haste, he says, "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee." The Lord hears us, even if it seems like the heaven is brass, even if it seems like our prayers aren't getting above our ceiling in our room. The Lord hears our prayers. He hears the cry of our hearts, and David says here that, "Thou heard my voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints." So here he's encouraging those who are reading, or those who will read his words here that he's written down, and that's you and I. "Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer." He's going to, those that are the enemies of God, he's going to reward them also. It won't be with good, but it'll be with evil, unless they would repent and turn to the Lord. But he preserves the faithful. And then he says in verse 24, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So that's my encouragement, is that we would be of good courage, and that we would strengthen our heart, all that would hope in the Lord. For Jesus gives beauty for ashes. He gives the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If you have ashes in your life, Jesus can give you beauty. He wants to give you beauty. He will give you beauty. He has promised it, and he keeps his promises. If you have mourning in your life, is there a time of sorrow or sorrowful or just a mournful time in your life? Is that your experience? He has some oil. Remember the miracle that God did through Elisha in 2 Kings, where he went to the widow woman whose husband had died, and she didn't have anything. The creditors were coming to take her house and everything, and she was going to lose it all. And Elisha said, "What do you have?" She says, "Only this little jar of oil." And he said, "Go get vessels from your neighbors and friends, and get all the vessels you can get." And God multiplied that oil, and she had plenty for her rent and for her income. And God can do that for you too, my friend. He gives oil of joy for mourning. That promise is for you, and it's for me. And he also gives the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that's when I think of those words there, a garment. A garment is something we put on, clothes that covers us. It's going to be this praise, this thanksgiving, this welling up of our feelings and our emotions towards God for his goodness. He's going to give that in the place of heaviness. If we just cry out to the Lord and trust in him, like David said here, where he trusted in the Lord and he knew that the Lord, that his life was in the Lord's hands. And if we would be of good courage and that strength, we would strengthen our, and he shall strengthen our hearts, as David said there. So that's my encouragement for us today. Lord willing, we'll speak again tomorrow. Lord bless you for listening, and call in again. If you want to leave a message, you can do that by pressing 099 on your phone there, and that'll bring you to our voicemail, and you can leave a message for us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know what the Lord's doing in your life, and what maybe you have some questions. So press 099. That will put you into our voicemail. God bless you, and thank you for calling.